This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Farm music, Luke Bryan, and all of the things that we use to focus on what's going on. Maybe forecasting is part of our gig here on the American Family Farmer, a Good Day production. I'm Doug Steffen, here to go through the ABCs of what's going on in the farm world this week. In a moment, we're going to meet somebody who's directly connected to NAFTA. This is something, the NAFTA, I remember when it was put in, some of my colleagues called it NAFTA Shafta. It was during the Clinton years, and people thought, oh, my God, this is awful. It's interesting that this week the agriculture secretary, who is actually better than I thought he was going to be. I was a critic, sort of a loudmouth, maybe I was a little jerkish about Sonny Perdue to begin with. I don't like all the things that he's doing, but I'm watching him carefully because it's in my interest as a farmer to know what's going on. And it's interesting that Perdue got together with the trade minister from Canada and secretary of agriculture from Mexico this week to talk about what would happen in a newly negotiated NAFTA agreement. It's the North American Free Trade Agreement. That's what NAFTA stands for. So we're going to meet Jim Goodman, who operates Northwood Farm. He's a certified organic dairy farm operator. And how we'll talk about how NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, affects him and farmers like him in a few moments. First, though, I want to talk about the impact of Amazon buying the Whole Foods operation. This is something that was announced last week, and people were surprised by it. What does it mean? Well, there have been a lot of people analyzing what does it mean for this, that, or the other thing. So I want you to talk, I want to talk with you about what I think it means to local farmers. It's pretty obvious that the Amazon model is taking over. Walmart's doing the same thing. They're taking over business, whether it's the retail business where you get your clothes, you can buy a car on Amazon. You can do anything you want now, pretty much. And so what they've done is one more, they're going to get into the drug business. But this now, this focus on what they're doing with Whole Foods, they're using or will use these grocery stores. There are 431 of them, and they're in upper-income locations. They will use these for distribution for all kinds of stuff that they do. So you got that. But more importantly, for our purposes here on the American Family Farmer, what I believe this means, what Amazon has always lived by, is creating customer-first mentality, and that's why they do so well. So this will bring it to the food supply chain. And as much as I have been, I think that, and you heard me say this last week, the Dow, the approval of Trump people approving the Dow merger with DuPont is anathema. It's horrible. It's just, mindless stupidity. But you look at that, I kind of lose hope for my breed of farming. And then I see something like this happen, and I think, okay, here it is, a reprieve for the local farmer. Because even though it will revolutionize the food supply chain, what they get at Amazon is the need and especially with Whole Foods, the sort of at the table preference. People want the food to table model, the locavores that are part of the strength of this radio program. We devised this program for the family farmer and the farm business operated by families, the supporting businesses, and the locavores that use our product. So what I think is going to happen here is it will change the logistics model for food transportation. It'll get that fresh food that's being produced in your local area to you more easily. You don't have to go to the store. It will come to you. And this is great, especially for produce. But I'm interested to think, and actually I'm going to ask Jim Goodman this question in a minute when we're talking about it, because he's a dairy guy. And a lot of the people we're having on this month, because it's Dairy Month, are focused on that. I want to know how he thinks this might impact the dairy sector. There's a fellow that I read named Irv Grossman, who's the VP of a company called Americas for Multinational Logistics, basically a consulting firm, said, quote, Amazon will provide innovation while at the same time placing extreme profit pressure on the traditional grocery segment. In other words, he said, drone me some Brussels sprouts from the local farm. And that's what this, well, the drones will deliver all kinds of things. You have no idea what's going on. We had a discussion, and maybe it would be good for this purpose, Kara, to replay the conversation with a guy that we had on basically was telling us about the future of technology and how artificial intelligence is going to, we're not even scratching the surface yet of what artificial intelligence can do. And I asked him specifically about the model of Amazon buying Whole Foods and what will happen here and what, you know, it won't cost farmers jobs, but I see it strategically positioning them to get better and fresher food to the marketplace. So I wanted you to know what my thinking, and I think that pharma and healthcare are going to be the next level of this. But for now, as far as your local farms and farmers are concerned, I think their health will be enhanced by what's going on with Amazon taking over Whole Foods. You may agree or disagree. Send your comments to Doug@DougStephan.com if you would like to have impact or input on what it is that we are discussing on this program. In a moment, Jim Goodman comes to the surface here on the American Family Farmer. Right now, though, I want to talk to you about how your home is positioned, your farmhouse. In many of the areas of our country, it's been pretty hot, it's been pretty wet, damp, all that sort of thing. The wild weather, thunderstorms sometimes challenge your ability to keep the house fresh and clean. So I'm going to suggest to everybody who's got maybe an old time or maybe even a newer farmhouse that you listen to me for 60 seconds, talk about the value of a drier, healthier home as courtesy of Wave Home Solutions. This is an innovative company. They have solutions that are legion when it comes to air quality, water quality issues. And by the way, not only is this stuff good in your home, the Wave Moisture Control Unit is what I'm thinking about right now. But this is very good in barns and facilities where you're keeping and storing food to keep it healthier. You want to have, there are all kinds of very expensive things that farmers put in to their holding areas to keep the farm, to keep the food fresh. I think that if you were to go online to dryair123, dryair123.com, you'd find some very interesting concepts. And so when you go on that page, you'll be able to see on the right-hand side, there's a little box that you can put your information in, and you'll fill it out, and then somebody will call you to discuss the air quality packages that are available. You can get free financing for some of these programs. It's a very customer-friendly company. It really is. And so I'm recommending, because I'm having this stuff installed here in my farmhouse, and perhaps I believe in air quality, water quality, and the solutions that come from Wave are the best in the industry. The Wave Moisture Control Unit, for example, is maintenance-free, doesn't cost a lot of money in comparison to if you put it up against a dehumidifier, it costs $100 a month to run. This thing is about 10 cents a day in electric costs. It dries out the basement, crawl spaces, any area that needs to be dry and fresh. Gets rid of radon, gases, and toxins. Again, keeping the air in whatever facility, your home, your barn, your storage area, keeps it very fresh and clean. just another way to control the product that you want to deliver or to keep your life, your family healthy as possible. So to get the information, I think this is a worthwhile way to spend 4 or 5 minutes of your time. Go to dryair123.com or you can call them at 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283. When you hear this announcement, whether it's day or night, whatever time you're hearing this program, go there, check it out, and find something that will be of value. I assure you, this will be a good call and a way for you to deal with some problems we all have in our homes and on our farms. Dryair123.com or 888-997-WAVE.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
It's the end-of-quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Get unbeatable deals on top-quality pre-finished hardwood and bamboo flooring from just $149. $1 off per square foot on beautiful Bellawood hardwood. Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 50% off. And North American and European laminate up to 36% off. Plus, clearance deals on small lots, closeouts, and more from 59 cents at your local store. And special financing. Hurry, get to the end-of-quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 18th through July 4th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Sunny Veranda, summer never looked better. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
After over 2,000 games played and 400-plus runners thrown out, my achy joints and muscles are never-ending. I'm Johnny Bench, and when I need a soothing, I turn to the Blue Emu family of products. They are made with real emu oil. They're odor-free, non-greasy, and they can be used daily. Don't let the others fool you with their curveballs. Hear it from a Hall of Famer and hit a fastball with the Blue Emu family of products. They work fast, and you won't stink.
Available in stores nationwide.
All right, let's bring Jim Goodman in here, who is, along with his wife Rebecca, the operators of Northwood Farm, certified organic dairy farm, fresh milk, local cheeses. You sound like you cut out of my book. I was selling raw milk on my farm with raw milk cheeses and that sort of thing. So I'm happy to have you here, Jim. You are a frequent contributor to the National Family Farm Coalition. What are we thinking during June Dairy Month? What's the most important thing that's affecting you as a dairy farmer?
Well, good morning, Doug. I think the biggest thing that's affecting myself and all dairy farmers is that the price that we're getting paid for milk, whether it's conventional or organic, is really not covering our cost of production or allowing us any kind of profit. So it's kind of tough to farm that way.
I got out of it. I got sick of it 10 years ago. First of all, having trouble finding good help, but it cost me $21 to $24 a hundredweight to make my milk, and I'm getting 18 then. It was a screw job. Now it's like 14, and it's ridiculous. The government gets involved and messes things up, and we got all these big companies, and maybe NAFTA is a part of it. As to how we sell our milk, I want to know what you think of what President Trump said to the Canadians when we continue. I just want to get you introduced here. We'll pause for a couple of words from your local station and then continuing with Jim Goodman here. 21 after the hour, Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
Is Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now 23 after the hour, the American Family Farmer this week aimed at kind of with problems and figuring out how to fix them. NAFTA is a problem for some. Does it need to go away? I'm not sure that's the right thing to do. How do we fix the problems? We have with us Jim Goodman, who runs a dairy farm in Wisconsin. You can go to his website, northwoodorganicfarm.com, to see what the operation is all about. Sells beef directly at the farmer's market in Madison. And so he's someone who knows his way around. I noticed that you have been in Washington. You spent some time there, got a briefing on the Bayer-Monsanto merger, and also did you talk about Dow and DuPont? I wonder what you think about that, Jim.
Well, yeah, the focus of our trip there was on the Bayer-Monsanto merger, but I think this is just another potential merger in a history of agribusiness mergers that have consolidated the industry and really not done a lot of good for the farmer's pocketbook and the control of big business in the country. So we're kind of concerned about this Bayer-Monsanto thing.
Yeah, I think we ought to be concerned about all of this stuff, frankly. I don't like it is for all kinds of reasons. I don't like this sort of thing. If you want to kill this and these trade agreements, I was one on the air who said if the Pacific trade agreement had gone in, it would be the end of family farming in our country. I think it was a horrible deal. So as a member of the National Family Farm Coalition, you go with groups to overview some of these things. And even though you weren't there for NAFTA discussion per se, you got into that. What sort of things? I'm looking at what you wrote about the NAFTA agreement. You said it must be replaced with a transparent trade agreement that ensures farmers in all nations, Canada, Mexico, and the U.S., getting fair prices for their production. So what did you think when Trump said what he did about Canadian dairy farmers a month or so ago?
Well, I think, as usual, the president's trying to blame someone else for our problems. And, you know, Canada has had a supply management system, and their farmers have done quite well under it. The focus of my article, or at least part of it, was on the, I think, about 75 Wisconsin farmers that were dropped by Grassland Dairy because Canada decided they would prefer to use their own farmers' milk as opposed to importing, I think it was about 1 million pounds a day equivalent of U.S. milk. I, you know, the president says USA first, well, I'm sure the Canadians think Canada first and the Mexicans think Mexico first. So we all look out for ourselves. But as a small farmer, you know, I don't like to see farmers in any country hurt. I think there's a place for all of us, and I think that's to feed our local populations first.
Is it that we are producing too much regular milk? You're in the organic business. I don't think we can get enough of that stuff, and maybe more farmers ought to redirect, although it's not easy to get organic certification. Is that a way? We still, you're not getting paid enough. I wasn't. I stopped, as I said, 10 years ago, and then I started with my Jersey herd selling raw milk on the farm. It was done in a way, made me a better farmer, and I sold it for $11.50 a gallon, $12 a gallon, and still didn't make things work, but it was became. I was selling 100 gallons a day or more of that stuff, and I bet you could sell all of the organic milk you could produce, right?
Well, you know, the ironically, the organic milk market is flooded right now, too. And,
is it?
And a lot of that, yes, it is. That's the reason our prices have dropped by about 30% over the last year. And I think the main reason for that is that there's a lot of really big organic dairy farms that have come online in the last year or so, and it's very questionable as to whether they're following the standards.
Right. The quality. Yeah, absolutely. The quality, come on. Don't tell me somebody who's going to milk 5,000 cows a day on that pile of crap along Interstate 10 in Arizona or New Mexico is going to produce the same quality you are. That's nonsense. And that's part of the educational process here that we'll discuss a little bit more as we continue here. Jim Goodman with us on the American Family Farmer at 28 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. goals, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Focus here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with my guest Jim Goodman, who is a part of a group, Family Farm Coalition, examining North America Free Trade Agreement, things that he has written, talked about. Actually, this week Jim wrote, Wisconsin dairy farmers have been duped. For a farmer, getting the news that you no longer have a market for your product is devastating. I got one of those letters a few months ago. It's especially problematic if you're a dairy farmer, since cows need to be milked every day. So in April, when 75 Wisconsin farmers were notified by their milk buyer that they no longer would have a market, state government officials took notice. What does that mean, they took notice, Jim? What'd they do?
Well, they didn't do a lot. I think most of the farmers that had been dropped from shipping their milk to Canada found other markets. I think the Department of Ag here did a little bit to help them out. But, you know, the suggestions from the government in Wisconsin was to for the university to do some more research to find alternative uses for milk, which doesn't really make a lot of sense for me. The big question they never considered was, well, maybe we are producing too much milk, and if that were cut back a little bit, everybody might do better.
The marketing is a very interesting thing. I find it, I'm a free trade guy. I don't like the government being involved at all. That's why I decided to sell my own milk. The only problem I had was dealing with regulators who think that selling raw milk is anathema, when in fact, as I said before, it made me a better farmer, and the product was great. And if there was a problem, we fixed it. But it became a standard for a lot of what was going on here with the other 24, 25 dairy farms selling raw milk. So there are all kinds of ways of creating a market, but when the government is so involved and you got so many different competitors, that are almost being encouraged by tax law or whatever it is to create situations. You said it well. These big guys can't produce a quality product. It's crap. And yet we have them bringing their milk and getting it produced, and the average person doesn't even know where. You know, I got a kick out of the local Dean Foods operation here is called Gorelick in New England, and they have all over their trucks local milk from local farmers. Do you know what hogwash that is? They're not hauling. There are only 106 dairies left in my entire state. But if you stand at the border between Massachusetts and New York, you can count a truck coming from New York about every 4 or 5 minutes going to this production plant. And that's what we got all over the place. And so creating more markets, creating, if they want to do something to help you, you said research. Well, what are you doing to make sure that we all are using the same standards? I think that's part of it. And selling, you want to do something, tell people in a way that is intelligent how good milk is for you. And, what else? What do you think? Maybe I should ask you and your wife, because you're right there in the firing line. What do you think needs to be done? You write about the North America Free Trade Agreement, replace it. So what makes your life and your farm a healthier operation?
Well, I think your statement about when you started producing raw milk made you a better farmer, and I think organic production is kind of similar in that way.
Yep.
And you have to look at farming in the long term. You have to take better care of your soils, produce better crops. You need to know your cows on a kind of individual basis, which would be hard to do if you've got 5,000 of them.
Yep.
And, yes, you do. I think pastured cattle produce a much higher quality product than animals that are raised in confinement. There's really no question about that.
All right. So how do we get you to be better off? How does Jim Goodman survive and thrive in the current circumstance? Let's just talk about you and use you as an example of how we can fix this problem.
Well, I think for myself and any organic dairy farmer, if we were allowed to produce on, I guess, what would be called a level playing field, if the National Organic Program and USDA adequately enforced production standards and all organic dairy cattle had to be on pasture, that would make a big difference. If they stopped importing organic grains that probably are not organic, as we've seen
right.
in the New York Times article,
yep.
And let organic grain producers grow honest organic grains, that would make a big difference too.
Describe your farm, your cows, what you use for acreage. Just give us a thumbnail sketch of what your place is like and what your business is like.
We have somewhere around 70 acres of pasture for our cows, and of course they're on pasture from mid-May till mid-November. We grow all our own grains and hay for them. We also sell a little cash grain. The farm's been in our family since 1889. I'm the fourth generation here, so it's always been a small family farming operation. We've never milked more than 45 cows. And I guess I've always told people I always want to be able to stand in one spot and see all my cows at one time and be able to milk them myself.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I have about the same size place as you do, and I've gone now to raising Jersey dairy replacement heifers because I don't want to milk at the moment until I can find somebody who actually wants to run the whole operation. It's a headache. I don't know how you're finding help, but around here, finding help is one of the biggest problems, and I don't know that we're addressing that properly either. And I wonder what your inheritance situation is like. Does your farm continue with your family after you? Is there a son or a daughter who wants to keep going? How have you prepared for the future?
Well, we're kind of in the middle of selling our farm now to a young couple that wanted to farm organically, and so that's in process. We also hire some help locally, and we pay well above the minimum wage because you have to pay workers in order to keep them on the farm. And so I'm trying to teach a young guy that's working for us now a little bit about organic health care, and our partner's teaching him about organic crop production. And hopefully, the only way people can afford to buy a farm is if someone who has one to sell is willing to work with them financially and give them a break on it.
So no one in your family wanted, obviously, to take over. You wouldn't be doing this.
Well, our son and daughter really loved the farm, but they both kind of had problems with allergies, which doesn't work so well on a farm, especially with animals.
It's interesting. My son had the same thing, not that he would have gone down this path, but when he was a kid, he actually prided himself. He could load a hay wagon by himself, and it was really, he figured it out, good square load. I'm sort of remembering with a smile on my face some of the things that he did as a kid on the farm. But then as he was in high school, he developed some sort of weird allergy to hay and grasses to the point where he couldn't get in the field. He couldn't get on a tractor. He couldn't do the things that were necessary. I don't know, we've created a generation or two of people that are allergic to all kinds of things. And it may even, when you get right down to it, those people who are allergic to lactose intolerant, they're allergic to milk because it's over-processed, you know, you have those sorts of things, and you wonder, okay, what do we do about that? There's so many things that we have to face. What a shame, because I'm sure you'd rather have had your children take over the farm and have to give it to somebody else. How old are you, Jim?
I am 63.
Nah. So will you stay as you sell this to the other, to the couple that's coming along? Will you stay and sort of help them run as long as you want to? You want to stay? I mean, once you, at that age, I'm older than you are, but I can't envision my life. I've been around cows all my life, and I don't want to even imagine a scenario in my life that I won't be around cows. I just don't want to imagine it. I wonder how you feel about that and how your wife feels about it.
Well, yeah, I feel exactly the same. I had hoped that I could milk cows till the day I die, and we'll just have to see how this all works out economically because, you know, like I said, the organic dairy business is under a lot of pressure now, and they have to run the farm in order to make it work for them, and if they can use me to milk cows, I'm happy to do it because, like you, I could never envision my life being away from them.
Yeah. Do you have a side job? A lot of farmers do other things in addition to running the farm. They have to support themselves, which is a pretty sorry state of affairs in and of itself. Do you do other things, or do you make your day from morning to night all about the farm?
Well, it's economically, the farm is it. I don't have any off-farm employment. The time I do take away from the farm is I try to raise hell and make things better for small farmers so they can stay farming and provide food for people that want to buy good local organic food but don't have the incomes to be able to afford it. So I think I kind of look back on, I'm sure you're familiar with Jim Hightower,
yep.
who always says everybody does better when everybody does better, and that's kind of what I really believe.
Yep. Jim Hightower, for those who don't know, is a Texas-based broadcaster who is sort of a maverick. He's been on the air for about 30-some-odd years with his commentary. He did a long-form talk show for a while, and he's been very supportive of these same things that we're talking about here, probably more vocal about things like NAFTA. As I said, when I was first under the influence of people who were trying to get this passed, those who were against it, like Hightower, NAFTA, SHAFTA, was the battle cry. 45 past the hour, some more time with Jim Goodman in a matter of moments. Right now, though, I want you to think about how the weather has been. If you're on the farm and you worry about losing your power, not being able to milk your cows or keep your produce cool and crisp, I have a suggestion. I have a solution for that problem, in fact. It's the Champion Standby Generator. There are tons of competitors. There are tons of models. There are all kinds of reasons for you to go to their website, championpowerequipment.com, and see what they have. That's what I did. I went to them and I said, okay, I got this situation. I can't rely on the PTO generator-driven power standby unit that I have. I need to know that if I'm not here and we lose the power, we'll be able to operate things. And that's why the Champion Power Equipment folks came in. They are the market leader in power generation. If you go to their website, championpowerequipment.com, you'll find authorized dealers near you. You can locate one. Visit the website, championpowerequipment.com.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs up, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Get unbeatable deals on top quality pre-finished hardwood and bamboo flooring from just $149. $1 off per square foot on beautiful Bellawood hardwood. Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 50% off. And North American and European laminate up to 36% off. Plus, clearance deals on small lots, closeouts, and more from 59 cents at your local store. And special financing. Hurry, get to the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 18th through July 4th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Sunny Veranda, summer never looked better. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. As we get into the summertime, school's out, a lot of people are working hard, sweating on the farm. Well, the end of the summer season brings about a lot of fairs. There are, I was looking at the schedule for some of the end of the season. Isn't it awful we're talking about the end of the season already, for heaven's sakes? Even though we're still in the month of June, there are lots of people who are preparing for the, I think of the Eastern States Exposition, for example, which happens from the middle of September to the 1st of October. But there are lots of them. The State Fair in Bangor, Maine. The State Fair down in Delaware. There's a big State Fair in Durham, Connecticut. The New Hampshire State Fair. The Maryland State Fair. The New Jersey State Fair. New York State Fair. West Virginia State Fair. It's really, every state has them. And so the things that are fun about them, we look for them as a relief from some of the hot work that we do during the course of the summer. When I say we, me, I'm a farmer, and I like to go to these things. Every once in a while, I go. I mean, it's become more of a circus, at least at the Eastern States Fair, for me. I don't see, there are still farming elements to it. Maybe it's because of the fact that we don't have as much farming in Massachusetts as we used to. But I would bet it would be fun to go to the one in Delaware or the one in something like the Vermont State Fair. It's probably very cool. The tradition that binds farm families together, keeps agriculture close to your heart and to the heart of the people who are using our products, the locavores. So make some plans to go. That would be my advice. A few more minutes with Jim Goodman here on the American Family Farmer, trying to trace the roots of the problem and how to fix it. You optimistic, Jim, that all your work is not going to go for naught, whether it be on the farm or with your activism?
Yeah, I am. We just do the best we can from day to day, and I think from the time we switched to organic production and started direct marketing, my wife and my goal was to try and educate people, and I think we've done that. It may not have been an earth-shattering impact, but I think we just want fair prices for farmers, and we want people to have an adequate income that they can afford to buy food that's good for them.
Do you have stores around like Whole Foods that want to take product from the local farmers directly?
Well, there's a Whole Foods in Madison, but years ago I went in there to talk about selling beef to them, and they put me in touch with their Chicago office, and I found out that while they do have some locally produced food, buying on an individual basis from small farms is not something that they do because it's rather difficult to coordinate. If you're a fairly good-sized local grower of vegetables or whatever, or if you have a cooperative group of farmers selling beef or poultry or whatever,
yeah,
there
works differently. Yeah. Jim Goodman, thank you. Best of luck. Jim Goodman from Northwood Farm in Wisconsin here on the American Family Farmer.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
Let's move into the commentary department here, overviewing what's going on in our country with the American family farmer and how we can have more input or how we can just survive. I have some thoughts about the president's proposed cuts to the dairy budget, and I'll share those with you in just a moment here on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Get unbeatable deals on top quality pre-finished hardwood and bamboo flooring from just $149. $1 off per square foot on beautiful Bellawood hardwood. Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 50% off. And North American and European laminate up to 36% off. Plus, clearance deals on small lots, closeouts, and more from 59 cents at your local store. And special financing. Hurry, get to the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
Today we're joined by award-winning chef and restaurateur Chef Seamus Mullen, who's here to share his tips and tricks for creating restaurant-quality recipes at home any night of the week. So tell us, Chef, what are your top tips and recipes that'll turn at-home chefs into cooking pros?
It's always to start with fresh, high-quality ingredients, especially when it comes to protein. And if you've ever been to any of one of my restaurants, you know that I love to cook with pork. Pork is just an incredible, incredible ingredient to cook with. My go-to is Smithfield Prime Fresh Pork because it's all natural, it's hand-trimmed, and it's really a great, great ingredient to cook with.
So do you have a recipe you could share with us right now?
So I've got a bunch of different recipes I put together here. I've got pork chops that are maple mustard glazed pork chop with braised mushrooms. And we're right in grilling season right now, so one of my favorite things to do is just to grill some simple pork steaks. I've got grilled pork steaks with tomato and olive relish.
Sounds fantastic. Where can we go for more information and to get all these great recipes?
For all these recipes and a complete list of all the Prime Chef partners, you can go to smithfield.com/primechefs.
Want a more colorful summer?
Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 18th through July 4th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Sunny Veranda, summer never looked better. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Now 56 after the hour here in the American Family Farmer. So the president is doing some interesting things with agriculture in mind. I'm not sure he's too cued in or clued in, either of those two things, when it comes to agriculture. He's a New Yorker. What does he know? He lives in Manhattan, has all of his life. And his awkwardness around agriculture has been obvious, but he's trying. I give him points for trying to figure it out. The business about what he said to the Canadian Prime Minister about the Canadian milk market, it was kind of uninformed, but it was a way of shaking things up a little bit, which he seems to like to do. He's going to have an internet chat, in quotation marks, visiting Iowa, first time as president, and he's going to do an internet chat with the farmers in farmers in Iowa. Be interesting to see how that goes. I do think that his Cuba announcement is short-sighted, but as with him, I think in general, he throws stuff against the wall to see what'll stick. And things change as a result of his pronouncement, so maybe this isn't the end of the discussion. I hope it isn't, because I think Cuba is a great market for tourism and for farm products, etc. I do understand his concern and the others in the administration about human rights. So let's see where it all shakes out. What I do think, though, in regard to the USDA budget, there are a lot of things, a couple of examples here. $84 million cut in conservation programs, $210 million in cuts for the fiscal year on crop insurance and that sort of thing. Eliminating the harvest price option, limiting crop insurance eligibility to $500,000 adjusted gross income. It has been $900,000. And so that kind of affects the crop insurance stuff, which I don't ever think, you know, I go both ways on this. I think the government needs to stay out of a lot of this stuff. But if you're going to do it, let's do it right. That would be my overview. In addition to the direct impact of farming, there are a lot of businesses that depend on agriculture, whether directly like farm equipment distributors or indirectly like retail businesses in your hometown. One inconsistency in the budget is that it cuts funding for conservation, even as the government mandates conservation to decrease soil runoff. I've always had a problem with these programs because they don't seem to be well thought out, and there's blame all over the place and not a real fix to the problem. It's good that they're re-examining that sort of thing. But cutting federal support for crop insurance removes a major underpinning of the rural economy, and that's something we can't afford, and that needs to be changed. So send your comments to your congressman or send them right to the White House. That's what I do. Doug Steffen here with another week of conversation and thought regarding our American family farmer, 59 past the hour.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.